Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, time to talk about it. I'm Bishop John Porter. Praise the Lord. I do honor our pastor, Pastor George Bonds. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And we truly, truly thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. We are here once again, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, it's all about him today. Praise the Lord, and I thank God that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. I don't know how it look or how it is in your area, but it's a beautiful day as I look out, amen, on here today in the name of Jesus. I thank God. Praise the Lord, and I tell you, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you are beyond a miracle. Amen. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. We have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. Amen. And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for your many prayers and the time of our bereavement. Me and Deacon Mike and the rest of the Apostle family, praise God, in the City of Victory. Praise God. We thank you for the many cards and condolences that we receive. Praise God. We just thank God, amen, for each and every one of you, that the Lord will continue to bless you gracefully. Oh, yes, Lord. Man, we can never, amen, be God-given. And he brought us to, man, and his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. And that's what we are doing. We look into him, who is often the finisher of our faith, because there is no God like thee. Oh, yes, Lord. Now, you know what time it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's prayer time. Man. The Lord said that man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't quit, don't stop, don't give up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes. Because a quitter will never win. And a winner will never quit. Praise God. And we thank God for Sister Diane, a prayer warrior, one that will pray, don't mind praying, one can get a prayer through. Praise God. All you got to do is call her. Praise God. She give the number at the end of the broadcast. Amen. Call her. Man, she will pray with you individually. She'll pray corporate. Praise God. She'll pray in a group. She just a prayer warrior, an intercessor. And that's what we need now. Praise God, in these times. We are living in challenging times. People don't want to call it trials and tribulation anymore. They want to call it challenges. I don't care what you call it. You're going to have some of it. But thank God, oh, we're not going to dwell on the challenges. We're not going to dwell on the situation or whatever you want to call it. We're going to dwell on God's promises. At this time, praise God, I'm going to turn it in the hands of Sister Diane.
Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lord of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thoughts, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we learn not to take no one or nothing for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Being able to do, Lord, Father, for others other than ourselves, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord Father, that you can use us, Lord Father, to glorify you and your kingdom, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them right now, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. Father, the prayers that you're answering as we're praying, Lord, and the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord Father, your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you the Porter and the Whitted family, Lord Father, and the city of victory, Lord. Father, and the passing of our apostle, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your peace and your comfort and your joy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us in this time, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Prophetess Gaines and her family, Lord Father, on the passing of her husband, Lord Father. Continue to give them the strength and the peace and the comfort that they need, O God, in you, Lord. And all those right now that are going through loss right now, Lord Father. Father, comfort their hearts right now, Lord Father, and let them continue, O God, to call upon you like never before, Lord Father, for comfort, peace, and joy, Lord Father. All that we need is in you, Lord Father, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jerome Bryan right now, Lord Father. And we ask you, O God, to continue to touch his body as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. You know what he's in need of right now, Lord. And we're thanking you, O God, for your healing touch, touching him like never before, Lord Father. Bless him in a mighty and a special way right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, touch his wife Candace right now, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen her as she intercedes on his behalf as well, Lord. Father God, touch their son, Brian, right now, Lord. Maxwell, right now, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, O God. And we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing, Lord. Father, we know that healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And we're thanking you, Lord Father, for you are the God that healeth thee. Father, we glorifying and magnifying your name right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold Lenora before you as we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now, Lord Father. We ask you to touch her body right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. We speak healing, Lord Father. We're thanking you for a praise report right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you how you continually brought him out of the hospital, Lord Father, as he is recovering, Lord Father. We speak to those lungs right now, Lord Father, and we say heal right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're thanking you for moving on his behalf, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, that he can walk farther and farther every day, Lord Father. Father, without being tired or short of breath right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you and glorifying you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sister Elizabeth, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that you continue to cover her and her entire family, O God, under the blood, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for what you have done and doing for her right now, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch her son Richie right now, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing, Lord Father, to him, and she continually stands in the gap, Lord Father, for him, Lord Father. We touching and agreeing with her, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and just magnify you, Lord Father, for your wonder working power, Lord Father, within our lives right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Spurgeon Walters right now that has lung cancer, Lord. Father, we hold before you TJ right now, Lord Father, that have pancreas cancer right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Bobby right now, oh God, that have throat cancer right now, Lord Father. We hold before you Yamilet that have breast cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're bigger than cancer, and we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say dry it up from the root cause right now. Send it back out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, continue to give them the strength that they need in you right now. Father, some are going through, Lord Father, chemo. Some, Lord Father, are preparing for operations right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them as we continue to touch, Lord Father. Father, just touch and agree with them that ask them for prayer, oh God. Father, we know that you can do it, Lord Father. Father, you send your only begotten son that took the stripes on his back for every sickness and every disease right now, Lord Father. So, Father, we continue to decree and declare healing right now, Lord Father, over all those that need healing right now, Lord. Father, we come against COVID and all the strains, Lord Father God, that is here and about to come out, Lord Father. And we push it back right now into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for your healing, Lord Father. Your healing in our lives, Lord Father. Your healing, Lord Father, of the nations right now in the name of, oh God. Father, we thanking you and just glorifying you right now, oh God. Father, we hold before you as the actual prayer for the schools in the Virgin Islands, Lord Father. But I'm adding all schools right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come against bullying right now, Lord Father, gun violence and trafficking, Lord Father, and child molestation right now, Lord Father, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, over our schools right now, Lord. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they have done when they took you out of schools, Lord Father, when they took you out of homes, Lord Father, when they took you out of jobs, Lord Father, when they took you out of their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come in before you, oh God, asking for your mercy right now, oh God. Father, have mercy right now upon our children, oh God. Have mercy right now, Lord Father, upon your people like never before, Lord Father. Father, we're praying like never before, Lord. Father, we're praying, oh God, for our neighborhoods, our city, our state, our region, our nation right now, oh God. Father, and the other nations, oh God, we're praying right now for peace right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're just giving you the praise right now, Lord. We're giving you the praise right now, oh God, for we know when the praises go up, the blessings come down, oh God. Touch our listeners right now, wherever they are, Lord, Father God. Touch them, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord, Father. We thank you for being that comforter, oh God, that way maker, Lord Father. Father, the love that they need right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just being that for them right now, Lord. And Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, oh God. Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for them not being ashamed, oh Lord. Father God, for them repenting, Lord Father. And Father, accept you in their lives as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father God, that you're a forgiving God. We know, Lord Father God, that you're a merciful, loving God, Lord Father. You're a God of many chances, Lord. Father, we thank you for this broadcast, oh God, that have touched many lives, and still touching lives today, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just using this broadcast, Lord, the man and woman of God that continually to come on this broadcast, Lord Father, and share what thus say the Lord. Father, not watering it down nor adding to it, O God. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just having your way right now, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, being in the midst of the listen to these broadcasts right now, Lord Father. But Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, I continue to hold before you my bishop and my pastor, O God, as I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And when we say no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father, and every tongue that should rise up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, O God. Father, we thank you for your shield of protection round about them, Lord, as you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, Lord. Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we cover them under the blood, Lord, keeping that hedge of protection round about them, O God. And we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, take control of this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out right now, Lord. As we hold before you Bishop Porter, Lord Father, we ask, O God, that you decrease him right now, O God, as you increase in him, Lord Father, as he let go and let you have his, your perfect way in him right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Oh, we thank God, amen, for Sister Diane, and we thank God, amen, for the prayer, because truly, our God is a praying God. He declared according to his word in Isaiah 65:24, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. Say, while we yet speaking, he will hear. Oh, he's very swift. Oh, praise God in answering prayer. He's always right there with a listening ear. And you know what? His line is never busy. You know, ain't that good? Praise the Lord. Amen. You can call him any time of the day, any time of night. Man, his line is never busy. He don't have but three numbers. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Spirit. And if you need him in a hurry, all you got to do is say, Jesus. And he's right there. All praise the Lord. All right, let me give you a little thought for the day. We see most clearly, when we open our eyes to the hidden needs of a stranger. We hear most keenly when we attune our ears to the silent call of a friend. That's so true. I'm going to read it again. We see most clearly when we open our eyes to the hidden needs of a stranger. We hear most keenly when we attune our ears to the silent call of a friend. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you hear your friend? Do you have that ear? To hear? Huh? Do you hear? Can you see that stranger? The person that is in need? Oh, praise God. Huh? Got to have that spiritual insight and foresight now. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to this morning continue from what we talked about on yesterday, empowered believer. and
Bishop
power.
Porter?
Yes.
We have a caller.
Okay, praise the Lord. Go ahead, you're on air.
Good morning, Bishop. This is Rachel Taylor. I want to, first
praise
of all, thank
Lord.
You for...
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I got your message. Your message. Thank God. Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Just want to thank you for inviting me to listen in. That was a very powerful prayer this morning. Just want to thank God for you, and I'm glad to be here this morning.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for you. You know, that's what we need now, to encourage our hearts in the time of our bereavement. We lost my flower. God plucked her out of the garden, you know, and to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And she is resting now. Her work was finished on this side. And it's,
well,
now
wanna,
she can rest.
Extend our sincerest condolences from Texas, and we're praying
okay.
for you and everybody that loved her.
Right. Thank you so much. And you tell your husband, I say, you know, amen, you know that we love y'all. Praise God. And always will. Okay?
Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you now. Okay? All right. Praise the Lord. All right. We thank God, amen, for Sister Taylor, and thank God, amen, for her companion, and thank God, amen, for the love, for the calls are still coming, and texts are still coming. And we just thank God, amen, for the support and for those that's concerned and for the many, many prayers. Because truly, that's what brought us through and yet carrying us. Hmm? You know, when we can't go no further, you know, then our Lord and our Savior, praise God, he'll carry us the rest of the way because he's always there. And I thank God for that in the name of Jesus. All right. We want to, like I say, we want to continue from our message on yesterday, Empowered Believer. And if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with us to the book of Acts, chapter 6. And we're going to talk about one that, praise God, he had an office in the church, and he wasn't a preacher, he wasn't an apostle, but he was set aside as a deacon. He was one of the seven, and that person's name was Philip. We had a Philip that was an apostle. He was one of the 12 of our Lord and Savior disciples. But this Philip here was a deacon, and he was one of the seven. And we're going to pick our lesson up at Acts 6 and verse 6. And when they sat before the apostles, and Philip was one of them, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the verse 7, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multitude in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Verse 8, here it is. Praise God. Stephen, full of faith and power and great, did great wonders and miracles among the people. But we're not going to talk about Stephen. We're going to talk about Philip, okay? Let's fast forward and go to chapter 8. We're going to talk about Philip today. Now, Philip was one that was appointed in the church as a deacon. We said that. Also, he was one that was put over the food ministry, to distribute the food within the church and out of the church. Okay? All praise the Lord. Now, Jesus' last word to his followers were a company to take the gospel everywhere. You remember he said go into all the world and preach the gospel? He that believes shall be saved. He that believe not shall be damned. Y'all remember that? But they seen reclined to leave Jerusalem. You know how we get complacent, we get comfortable. You know, I got mine. Now I'm going to relax and sit back. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to hear the word, you know, and go home. Praise the Lord. It took an intense persecution. And what happened after they received the Holy Ghost, the devil got mad and brought a persecution against the church. And the church scattered. They had to move. It took an intense persecution to scatter the believers from Jerusalem. God always got a way now. When you get comfortable, you get complacent, you got it all, you don't want to do no more, God will build a fire. Come on now. In other words, he allowed the enemy, praise God, to come against the church. See? And what happened, the church scattered. And Philip ran down to Samaritan. And we're going to pick up our lesson there. Now, they're empowered. They got power. Philip had power. Praise the Lord. And if you turn with me to Acts chapter 8, we're going to begin reading at verse number 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaritan and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. See what we're talking about? When you are empowered, now he scattered, he fled, and when he did, he ran down to Samaritan. That was a city that was half Jews and half Gentile. And a Jew would not go through Samaritan. Y'all remember when Jesus was walking in the earth and he came up on Samaritan and he said to his disciples, say, it's the need that I go through there. Y'all remember that? And he sent them in the city to get food and he went into Samaritan and he's sitting on a well there because he knew that it was a woman that was coming there. Tell me that it was a well sitting on a well. So Samaritan have a lot of history, praise the Lord. Not too far from that well is where David fought Goliath. Praise the Lord. Now Philip is down there. And he went down there because the church had scattered. He didn't have no companion with him. I want you to watch this now. The Bible say in verse 5 that Philip went down to the city of Samaritan. And he preached who? Christ unto them. Notice he preached who? Jesus Christ. He couldn't invite them in Jerusalem because he had fled from there. So the church done closed up. See, when you is empowered with power from on high, you carry your spirit, that living spirit of the living God with you everywhere. Are y'all listening to me? And Philip, praise God, filled with the Holy Spirit, began to preach Christ, began to lift him up. Jesus said if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he would draw what? All men unto him. So Philip began to preach Christ to the Samaritan. People come from all over to hear what Philip had to say. And verse 6 says, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. And this the way God works in the land in our earth today. After the word is being preached and taught, God confirmed his word with signs and wonders. Are y'all listening to me? See? So Philip preached Christ. Then miracles began to be performed. And we see in verse 7, for unclean spirit cried with loud voices, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame were healed. See? After Philip preached Christ, then, praise God, miracles began to happen. Demons, devils was cast out. The lame began to walk. The palsy was healed. All matter of sin, sickness and disease, things begin to happen. And this is bringing it up to us today, praise God, when we can get off the seat of do nothing, praise God, and go, praise God, and tell somebody about Jesus Christ, praise God. The Lord will do the same today as he did it back then. Why? Because he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. All praise the Lord. Now, verse 8 said, and there was great joy in the city. Notice now, when they saw demons cast out, when they saw, praise God, the lame walk, the palsy healed, praise God, there was great joy. I mean, they went to jumping and shouting, having a good time, praise God, because they never saw that before. You know how when the anointing God come in and yokes be destroyed, the captive be set free, broken hearts begin to be mend. Praise God. What you do? You don't sit there. Oh, you give God glory. You give God praise. Am I right about it? And this is what happened. Praise God. But I want you to stay with me now. Praise God. Oh, I'm talking about empowered believing. You yourself, oh, praise God, and I can do great things, praise God, when you are empowered from the Holy Spirit from on high. Oh, that agape love that only our Lord and Savior send, amen, from on high. Verse 9 say, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaritan. You know, we say that the devil go to church too. And that's what we say. And here we are there, Simon using witchcraft. He was bewitching the people. And the word here say in verse 8, praise God, he gave out that himself was some great one. See? Because that's all the people know. They hadn't been introduced to Christ before Philip got there. Now things begin then change now. When Philip come into town, praise God, and begin to preach Jesus Christ, praise God, the people didn't go, amen, to get a number. Oh, y'all missed me right there. They didn't go to get something to hurt somebody, praise God, but they went to hear the word that Philip was preaching, and he come with something different, and the something different was Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise the Lord. And then when miracles begin to be performed, yokes begin, amen, to be set free. Things happen. Oh, praise God. The people, praise God, forgot about this witchcraft man that said that he was some great one. Now, verse 10 says, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. See what they were saying about it? And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery, because that's all they know. Verse 12, but when they believed Philip, see what you got to do today? You got to believe. The day you, that's why the scripture tells us, the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The day is the day of salvation. Praise God. If you're in religion, I'm not talking to you about a religion. I'm talking to you about, praise God, a personal relationship between you and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God, amen, that he, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. And what he do for one, he do for all. Praise God. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? In the name of Jesus. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, here it is, in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now let me say this about the baptism, because I done heard this a many times. When you ask somebody, and when you, I ask them, well, when you've been baptized, I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But people say, I've been baptized. Notice what they say, been. Been is past tense. Come on now. Y'all help me here now. But I want to ask you a question out there today, this morning. Do you have the ears baptism of the Holy Spirit abiding in your life right now? Come on now. Y'all gonna talk to me? Ears mean now. See? Huh? Jesus said, behold, I go away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you'll be also. If you want to be with the Lord, you got to have the Holy Spirit. You got to be here and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Huh? People tell me, I'm going to die a Baptist. I'm going to die a Methodist. I'm going to die a Catholic. I'm going to die this. I'm going to die that. You can die. You're going to die. That's true. But I want to die saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled. Oh, y'all miss me right there. Come on here now. The Bible tells me that it's a blessing to die in the Lord. Jesus declared in St. John 14:6 that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come unto the Father but by me. So now, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now, let me go a little bit deeper with the baptism. Notice Philip then baptized them and give them the right hand of fellowship. He preached Christ to them. They received it. Come on now. See, baptism is for saved people. Are y'all listening?
Amen.
Have you confessed with your mouth? Have you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord? Have you said it from sincereness, from the heart, not with lip service? Jesus said, many serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Come on now. And he is right there with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, because this is a faith walk. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, who are you trusting today? Some folk put trust in everything but God Almighty, that made the heaven and made the earth. Oh, he was right there when he said, let us made man in our own image and in our likeness. All praise the Lord. See? So when you are empowered, praise God, from on high, you're going to tell people, praise God, the truth. But I want to ask you a question. Have you got a hearing from him since he's been gone? And he's been gone over 2,000 and some years ago. But today can be your day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. I'm going to say this, that death angel is riding. Praise God. Our apostle is gone. Praise God. That death angel is yet riding. And the Bible tells me that it's appointed once for man to die, and after death going to be the judgment. And when I say man, I'm talking about mankind. That includes you women too. But notice now, Philip didn't baptize them until they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because that's what he preached. That's who he lifted up. Why? Because he was filled with the empowered, that spirit from on high. That's what makes the difference in your life. You're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ when you got some power in the inside. And what's in the inside going to flow on the outside. And you're not going to keep your mouth shut. You're going to open up your mouth and you're going to declare, praise God, that Jesus is Lord. All praise the Lord. Are y'all listening to me? Now, verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also. You know, and that's the word. What you mean? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Bible says that the devil believed and trembled. See? We say the devil go to church. There it is. See? You know why? Because business done got bad. See? Philip come down there with empowerment from the inside with him, preached Jesus, and messed up his business. See? He had the regular customers no more. He had to close down shop to find out what was going on. And when things was on the other side of town, praise God, he showed up. And he's sitting back, and that's what people do in the church. They sit back and watching, observing, looking at who in here, who in that. I ain't saw you in a while. I ain't saw this one in a while. Verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John to sanctify Holy Ghost empowered believers. Come on here now. Had been a man, praise God, with Jesus Christ. Had walked with him for 3 long years. Ate with him. Saw the miracles that he'd done. Said to Peter, praise God, Peter, when thou art converted, stiffen thy brother. John, praise God, a man of the beloved disciple, full of power from on high. I'm talking about empowered believer. Now, praise God, Philip sent for the two sanctified, praise God, Holy Ghost filled preachers to come down there to Samaritan. And verse 15 say, who, when they will come down, pray for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. You see that? All that jumping and shouting. I tell folk, healing is part of it. Healing from cancer don't mean that you're going no heaven. What you talking about? I'm glad you asked. Are you with me? Do you have your Bible? He cast out devils. He healed the poison. He healed the lame. He did all those things. And what did they do? Come on now. Go with me. Praise the Lord. What did they do? They, in verse 8, there was great joy in the city because after Jesus was preached, he performed his word with signs and wonders. but they hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. They just had accepted the Lord. Mm-hmm. Come on now. All right. Y'all stay with me now. Now, let's go back to verse 15. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, talking about Peter and John. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Are y'all with me? Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, so it ain't in the water, is it? Uh-oh. Hmm? Come on now. You got to receive some power. Verse 1 and 8 told us that on yesterday. Didn't we talk about, Acts 1 and 8? Didn't we talk about it yesterday? I'm going to read it for you again. Acts 1 and 8, praise the Lord, said this. Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and that's where he was, and unto the utmost part of the earth. See? That's why he said go into all the world. But guess what? Bringing it up to us today, all the world is here. Every nationality under the sun is right here in the United States of America, from the east, west, north, and the south. They go to school with our children. They own restaurants. They own cleaners. They own this. They own that. Come on now. Chinese restaurants. Come on. Mexican restaurants. You name it, they got it. They're right here. Are y'all listening to me? See? So we ain't got to go into all the world. See, the Lord made it easy for us. And we still sit down on the bench to do nothing, on the seat to do nothing. Huh? Come on now. All praise the Lord. But guess what? When the prosecution came against the church and they scattered, now they got to move. So Philip went down to Samaria, praise God, and when he went down there, he went down there. He didn't go down there to hide. He went down there preaching Christ and turned the city right side up. See? See what you can do when you're empowered from on high? Empowered believer, praise God. The Lord, praise God, have give you that power. He have give you that authority to speak it, praise God. All the trumping on serpents and scorpions and all, amen, evil upon the face of the earth. All praise God. Now, I'm going to read verse 16 again. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, talking about the Holy Spirit, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See that? See? So it's not in the water. See? I want y'all to stay with me now. But now, it's a self case. I don't get into that, who got what, who don't. I don't get into that. Only you know that between you and the Lord. My job is to lead you to Jesus Christ. That's what Philip done. He did his job. He lifted up the name of Jesus Christ. And after he preached Jesus to him, God used him, the Lord used him to perform miracles. He was in order. He was in divine order with the word of God. God don't do nothing out of order. Things happen when you are empowered, when you are an empowered believer. You don't need no help. You don't need nobody with you but Jesus. Praise God. Oh, when we say that when the Lord is with you, more than the whole world, what, is against you. Am I right? In the name of Jesus. Now, verse 17 say, then laid they their hands on them, Peter and John, and they received the Holy Ghost. Y'all see that? What happened? They received something. Mm-hmm. They received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See? Now they got the fullness of that power. See? They're ready. A city, Philip by himself. He wasn't no apostle. He wasn't no evangelist. He went, but now he went into evangelism. And guess what? The same Philip had four daughters that was prophetess. Oh, see? Look at God. See, when you, praise God, go about God's business, praise God, God will take care of your family. And he declared in his word, praise God, that he'll save your third and fourth generation. If you don't deny his name, if you magnify him, if you lift him up, and if you glorify him, praise the Lord. And Philip was one of the seven. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Now, verse 18, and when Simon saw that through laying on the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. There he's sitting in the church watching, sitting back. See? Then he's going to call up to Peter and John. He's going to offer them money to get that power. How many know that you can't buy the Holy Ghost? If the rich could buy it, we'll be lost. But ain't you glad that it's a free gift? Unmerited favor, that's something that we don't deserve. But God, that agape love, he loves us so much that he offers us a free gift. His grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. All you got to do is come. And he say, if you come, he will in no wise cast you out. I'm talking about an empowered believer. Do you trust him today? Do you believe his word today? God's word is infallible word of God. Praise God. And his word is what going to stand when every else thing fail. Praise God. But how they put it, how they tried to put it down. The Bible done been burnt, thrown in the fire, but yet is lurking, amen, with you and I today. Because our God is the same. Praise God. Oh, I thank God. And his word is a mystery. And if it's hidden, it's hidden to those that are lost. But when you try to figure God out with your intellect, you're going to miss it every time. Why you say that? I'm glad you asked. Because God is a spirit, and he said he looked for such to serve him in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. Now he tried to offer money. And he said in verse 19, he said, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. He's trying to buy it. But let's see what Peter told Simon. But Peter said unto him, here go an empowered believer. See, when people come wrong, talking out their mouth wrong, Peter standing up. That's what an empowered believer would do. He ain't going to sit with his mouth shut, shamed to own and talk and lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Peter said unto him, that money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Can't buy the Holy Ghost. How you going to buy the Holy Ghost? And it's a free gift. Something free is free. They don't charge you for something free. Ain't you glad, praise God? But now, if you don't come, whose fault is it? That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and you'll find rest. You know you need some rest. You know it's a void need to be filled. Praise God. Well, I don't be. Well, something in this life going to hit you where you need the Lord. We going through it. It's my our time now, but it's somebody else's time tomorrow, even later on today. Because that death angel is yet lurking. That's why it behooves you, praise God, to get, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, praise God, to give you that strength to go through. Because he is the same God. He wants to, amen, pour out his spirit. He said he'll pour it out upon, amen, your sons and your daughters. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad about it today that we serve a God that is divine. Praise God. He's everywhere, all at the same time. We serve our awesome God. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm talking about an empowered believer. So now, verse 21 says, thou has neither part nor lot in this matter. I ain't take your money, because it ain't right. Now, you're paying tithes. You can give it to the preacher. Come on now. Wonder why folk have a problem with 10%, but then they want to, Simon want to try to buy the Holy Ghost. Come on now. See how people is? All right. For thou, he said, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. See, is your heart right today? You can tell me anything, but you can't tell God anything. Why you say that? I'm glad you asked. The Bible say God searched the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and he knows what's in the minds of our spirit. And I'm glad about that today. Praise God. That God, people talk, but God know the heart. People judge the outer appearance, but God judge the heart. Ain't you glad about that? See? We have a saying here at Logion, what God say about it, what the Lord say about it. And when the Lord is with you, and he say, I'll be with you every step of the way, praise God. But it's a faith walk. Are you trusting the Lord by faith? And he empower you, praise God. He give you, praise God, the strength to go through. He don't have to stop nothing, praise God, that we going through. He give us the strength to go through it. I couldn't have got through it without the Lord in the passing of my flower, Apostle Gloria Porter. But God's grace and his mercy carried me through in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless his holy name. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because I know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. I believe it today. What about you? Huh? Do you believe it today? That our God is awesome? Our God is omnipotent? He omnipresent? Oh, he's with you? Whatever you are going through, yes, he took a strike for cancer. Praise the Lord. Oh, he is a healer. He is a deliverer. I have known people die, praise God, from cancer. But they died believing that Jesus is a healer. You died with that. But you accept him today. Praise God. It's one baptism, but many refill it. How many know that there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from a man's vein, and it will never, never give away? Praise the Lord. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. All right. Now, verse 22. See what Peter told him? Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gut of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. But you know what? I got to give Simon credit. Because when Peter got finished with it, he repented. He didn't go back out the door. He didn't take that kind of attitude. Verse 24. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Uh-oh. See? At least he had a change of heart before he left there. Do you have a change of heart when I finish today? Are you, amen, leave the broadcast with the same thought, with the same mind, doing the same thing? But an empowered believer, praise God, get more energy. They're like we gas up our car when it's empty. I'm trying to fill you, praise God, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Have something to carry you through, amen, the rest of the week. Getting ready for Sunday morning, praise God. Why? Because we're in the year of 2022, praise God, to come out, amen, not doing the same things that we did in 21, but we want to hold our head up, praise God, and be encouraged, knowing that we got a God on our side, knowing that the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. Oh, he'll do it for us. Verse 25 says, and they went, and when they testified and preached the word of the Lord and returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of Samaria. Oh, they loose now. See what happened? See? When you preach Christ, something happened. And the word is so powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's reaching. I thank God for time to talk about it, because it's reaching, amen, to all four corners of the earth. All praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God. All the glory goes to him. All the honor goes to him. Well, I thank God, knowing that his word is going out and not returning unto him void. My job is to lift him up, is to magnify him and to glorify him, to tell dying men and women and boys and girls that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. All praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goes down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is a desert. Now God had moved up on Philip and told him to leave the city. How many of us would leave all this happening going on, all people getting healed, people getting delivered, praise God, people getting saved, praise God. And he sends for Peter and John, two sanctified Holy Ghost preachers. He'll keep all that Holy Ghost in one spot, all empowered believer in one spot. So God moved up on Philip. His job was finished there. The heavyweight's there, Peter and John. And told him now to go to the desert. How many of us would do that? Come on, be honest with yourself now. I ain't going by myself. I'll go down there. Come on. But Philip went. And when he went, you know what? Something happened. And he arose and went. Verse 27. And behold, a man, an Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopian, who had the charge of all her treasure and come to Jerusalem for the worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah, that's Isaiah, the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. See why when you're in power, you be led by the Spirit of the living God? See? When God speak, when you're in power, you obey. Because obedience is better than sacrifice. If God send you across town, is the reason he send you over there. And when you go over there, something going to happen. It's a blessing for you. Somebody going to get delivered. Somebody going to get a healing. Somebody going to put something in your pocket. Somebody going to give you a meal. Something going to happen if God leads you to go out your way. Something going to happen. And this is what happened here. All praise the Lord. Verse 30 says, and Philip ran hither to him and heard him read the prophet Esau and said, understanding thou what thou reading? And he said, how can I except some man shall guide me? See why you need a preacher? You see why you need people? I don't need to go to church. That, show me some scripture on that where the Lord said you don't need to go to church. Uh-oh. Come on now. I'm just going to call in. It's time to talk about it. Just show me a scripture where you ain't got to go to church. The Bible said, how can you heal without a preacher? And how can you preach except you've been sent? Uh-oh. I can show you that. Are y'all with me? Come on now. I'm talking about an empowered believer. See? You cannot get saved until you hear a preacher. Well, I heard one, but I went in the church, but you got saved. and who give it to you? The preacher. See? And then what you do then, to stay saved, you need to pray and ask God to lead you to a church that he wants you in, praise God, where you can grow, praise God. Because faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All praise the Lord. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. See? Why? Because he couldn't understand nothing he read. A lot of people reading the Bible, and they don't understand nothing. How can you understand it, praise God, when you, amen, don't know nothing, amen, about God? Because a calm-minded man is spiritually discerned. I want to say to you, praise God, if you reading your Bible, pray, ask God to open up your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his holy, everlasting, and divine word, and he'll do just that. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shield. So he opened he not his mouth. See? That's what he was reading. And we're talking about Jesus. And that's what Philip led him to. And then verse 34 says, and the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest? The prophet? This, himself, or some other man. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him who? Jesus. He preached Jesus in Samaria. Now he preaching Jesus to the one man, to the eunuch. His message never changed. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one.
Amen.
Come from on high.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm glad about it today. I'm on the Lord's side. What about you? Praise the Lord. The name of Jesus. Now, and as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? Now you want to be baptized. See? And Philip said, see, notice now, he didn't put him in the water until this happened. 37. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The man accepted Jesus. He didn't put him in the water until he accepted Christ. I want y'all to see it. You don't baptize unsaved folk. Baptism is for saved people, them that believe, have accepted Christ. Philip did not go out the will of God. He went in divine order. Why? Because he was empowered with the Spirit of the living God from on high. An empowered believer, he going to lift up Jesus Christ because it's in him. And what's in you going to come on the outside in the name of Jesus. All praise the Lord. Now, verse 8, I'm about to finish here. And he commanded chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on way rejoicing. Oh, he had a right to rejoice. Huh? Because he went down there one way, but he come back a new unit, a person in Jesus Christ. All praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see the difference? God bless you today. Praise God. I got Deacon Mike here. Praise God. He said he wanted to say something. I'm going to turn it in this hand. But let me, amen, say to you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, because this is the personal commitment, amen, today can be your day. They say, Lord Jesus, I repent for all of my sin, and I receive you now as Lord and Savior in my life. All praise the Lord. And if you truly meant it from your heart, the Bible says, if you confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, thou shalt be saved. Praise God. And that's what Philip and them done, because he's the same God. It's not another. But now, amen, the angels say that same Jesus that you see go away, he's coming back likewise. And he's coming back for a spot, a church without a spot or wrinkle. Praise God. And when he said a church, he's not talking about no building. We are the church. We are the living church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm glad about it that, amen, that the Lord, amen, is with me. In Jesus' name, Deacon Mike.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Bishop Porter. And what I would like to talk about is, I'm going to talk about Joseph, because I heard some things last night about Joseph, and I knew Joseph was Apostle Porter's favorite story. And as I was listening to Kathy Dollar last night, I heard Apostle's voice. It wasn't, well, it probably was Kathy Dollar, but it sounded like she had the same type of voice. And what she was talking about was forgiveness and how the Lord puts forgiveness in our hearts and what he does for us. Just like Joseph forgave his brethren. Now, he had every right to be mad. He had every right to take it out, what they did to him. But he didn't. He said, judgment is not mine. Judgment belongs to the Lord. So we got to think about that. But she said something that really got me going. When she said, number four, I can't think of the first three, but number four really stuck with me, is that when people don't have forgiveness, they like to keep count. They say they let it go, but they don't let it go because they keep count. And I said, wait a minute, that's true. Because they throw it back at you. But you know, it's strange how that works and how these things work and how what goes on. Now, we can look all over the Bible about forgiveness or whatever. you know, I was thinking about David, and he had a repentant heart. What kind of heart did Job have? Was it forgiveness, repent? No, Job had a faithful heart. He was faithful to Christ. The whole time he was going through it, he did not waver from his strength. Just like Joseph. Joseph didn't waver. He did not waver from his faith when he had every right to. Think about it. Thrown in a hole, sold as a slave. I mean, think about these things. You know what they did to him. We all have things and situations that are somewhat like that. I mean, we might have not been thrown in a hole or nothing, but we've been through a lot of things that we got to have forgiveness for. Now, I know years ago, people talked about me and all that, said that I did this and I did that, but I never said nothing because people going to believe what they want to believe. I mean, I got forgiveness for them because that's what they believe. I can't put nothing in their mind what they already got set in their heart and their mind saying what I am and what I do. You know, there's no point in me trying to defend myself if their minds are already made up. All I can do is forgive them and move on. And that's what I do. I don't say anything. I forgive them and move on because people are going to say what they want to say. People are going to believe what they want to believe. People are going to do what they want to do. And this day and time, that's what goes on. Now, what I'm saying is this. As I followed the story of Joseph, I followed it close, and I started looking at my own life. I started looking at things that were about me and only me. It wasn't about other people. It was about me. And I thought about it. And I said, you know, I've been forgiving people for a long time and didn't really notice it. You know, even as I've been jumped, I've been hit with pipes and all of that, I didn't, don't get me wrong. I was mad at first. Well, I wasn't even mad the last time. I just said, I let God handle it. And sure enough, God handled it. So you know that you had to have a repentant heart, you know, to let things go like that. But in order for us to have a repentant heart, we got to have faith in God. Number one, and true enough at all, we have to have a faith in God. And we have to be true to ourselves with the faith of God. As in Joseph, the walk of faith was true. That's the way we should walk. Like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Faith. You gotta have that walk. You know, It did take me a little while to realize the faith walk. It did take me a little while to come into Christ. Well, it didn't take me long, but it took me longer than it should have. Because I knew about it, and I decided to go a different direction. So that's on me. That's on no one else. That's on me. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about today. Is I'm talking about the faith walk as in Joseph, the faith walk as in Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, that type of faith. And as David, that repentant heart, and as Joseph, that forgiving heart. You see, so we have a lot of different areas that we can relate to, that we should relate to. I relate to a lot of them, and that's how I put myself. I put myself, am I doing this? Is this, am I doing the right walk? Am I in a Christ-like mode? You know, we all want to understand who we are in faith, who we are in our Christ walk. What do we do? How to react? You know, because a lot of us don't react good. We don't mean to, but as human nature, react differently to different things. And we're not even killed. You know, a lot of people talk with their mouth, but do they mean what they say when they say they have faith in God? But they really don't, because they don't have a forgiving heart. They don't have a repentant heart. They just speak. You know, and that's what we can't allow ourselves to be in. We have to atone for our own selves, and we got to take a deeper look in ourselves to find where our shortcomings are. You know, I try to find my shortcomings every day, every night. I ask Lord to show them to me. I want to know. I want to know what to work on. You know. But, you know, a lot of times I have people who who always say that they forgive you, but they don't, you know. And I don't like to get into all of that. That's why a lot of times I don't say nothing, is because of the fact, what's the point? Because if people got it in their heart how they think you are, that's all they're going to do, and that's all they're going to remember. So what's the point in arguing with people? That's like if you meet somebody and you're arguing with the Bible, there's no point in you arguing with the Bible. You know, there's no point in it. So I have to think about that, you know, because some people are argumentative, you know. So I thank y'all for this time. And praise the Lord, and I thank you for holding on, listening to me and Bishop today, and thank God for each and every one of you. And here's Sister Diana.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you have enjoyed the broadcast today, Empowered Believer, trusting that you received the word today. Share it with a friend today. Visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, and click on the link, and you can hear the message from the beginning. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144. 7144, code code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live for our Sunday service. That's every Sunday at 1 p.m. on Facebook Live. If you do not have Facebook, you can call in on that conference line. And that conference line number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us. It's awesome just to hear the word of God just coming forth. And, you know, the men of God, allowing God to use them during that time. And every Tuesday night, we have Bible study. Again, that calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. You would like to send a donation to continue to keep this broadcast on air? You can do so. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed.
Let go and let God. God.